Next time I come here, there'll be a Peloton set up in this corner, and
she'll be pedaling.
Yeah. You guys are boring me.
What a good idea. No,
I like that.
Joining us this morning is Mike Morse and Croyd's Top Dirty. Mike Morse is in here to tell us about the backpack giveaway.
Adapt and adapt and change things up a little bit every year. Welcome to another podcast episode of Open Mic. I'm Mike Morse, here today with Kevin Dietz. Hello. And my lovely mother, Susan Morse.
Hi, Michael.
Welcome back.
It's great to be here.
How was Florida?
Florida was great. It was warm. It was beautiful. We were outside. We had the best time.
Mike had said that he was going to fly all of us down there to see you in Florida and do a podcast in Florida. But
didn't.
No, here you're back. Here's the snow. It didn't happen.
I'm going back. The invitation is open. We have a perfect place to do
Mike,
it.
Mike, the invitation is open.
We're going back. My mom and I had dinner last night, Kevin. We went to get a little sushi.
Nice.
With her husband, Ed, my stepdad, and... you know, I learned that my mom's going to spend the entire month of February in Sarasota, Florida.
Yes, I am. And I'm going down December 7th to January 14th, which is the longest that we've ever been there.
Wow. Nice. So, Kevin, if we want to get my mom, we're going to have to go down.
Wow, you have to come to
For the Valentine's episode, we'll go down in February.
That's a good idea. I like Sarasota. She's got a nice setup down there. We talked last time that you guys were retiring, and that's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Are you nervous to spend that much time down there or not at all?
I'm not nervous at all. I'm really not nervous. The hard part has been Ed, my husband, getting him to switch gears, but all of a sudden, the gears have switched.
He's ready. And how old is he now?
84.
So, listen, the guy, he's still working. I mean, he's retiring finally.
Right.
He's a veteran. What'd you do for him on Veterans Day that was recently? Did you bake him a cake, make him brownies, do anything?
I said, it's so nice, and congratulations, and thanks for your service. Yeah. And I said,
did you salute him?
No, I said, look up online and see all the discounts we get for Veterans Day.
My father went and got a free car wash.
Oh. Well, the car wash, but the weather was horrible.
It was. There was snow everywhere. Right?
But it was all these fast food restaurants, which we don't go to. I said, Beverly Hills Grill doesn't have a discount for veterans.
That's terrible.
I know.
So maybe they will after hearing the podcast. So you didn't get a car wash.
No.
So speaking of discounts, Mom.
Yeah.
So people comment about these glasses that I have on my face all the time. These blue ones.
They're good looking.
So I don't know if you could see them, how blue they are, but I love these glasses. And we talked about this last night, how expensive glasses are.
Right.
I mean, $1,000, $1,200.
Right.
So one of my lawyers here at the firm said, you got to go check out this website called Zenni.
Yeah. I get my glasses there.
You do?
You do too?
We did not pre-plan this. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where are your glasses?
They're in my bag, but they're about
pull them out.
They're about $10 or $15 glasses.
So that's the punchline. So when I went to get my eyes checked last, I needed progressive lenses, which are the ones that have the far... you know, computer, and then the reading below,
Did you have to measure your distance?
Yes.
I struggled with that.
Well, I went to look at some glasses, and I said, well, with these particular lenses, you know, they were $1,000 or $1,200.
Right.
And I said, okay, let me think about that. And one of my lawyers said, check out Zenni.com. Now, mind you, they are not a
sponsor.
They're more than welcome to be a sponsor. Think about that, Zenni. So I started ordering glasses from them.
Cool.
These glasses were $40.
Crazy.
And they work perfectly. So then I bought actually five pairs
because
they were
did.
They were $40-$50 a piece. And I'm having lunch literally last week with my friend David Newman who's helping us with the podcast. Say hi, David.
Hello.
And David, I said, David, how much did you pay for those glasses on your face? And where are the ones that you were wearing that when I asked that? Show the ones that you were wearing.
Okay.
So these are the ones that you bought at a local place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Put those on.
Yep.
And how much did those cost?
I think they were like $1,200.
And $1,200. And then you heard my story about Zenni, and what did you do?
Well, you told me to get a pair.
And what did you do?
I did.
And let me see them.
The big reveal.
Ta-da.
And Mom, how do those look on him?
They look great.
Thank you.
I would never know the difference.
And how much did those cost you?
$52.
And can you see just as clearly as you can with
better.
The $1,200
better.
One? He told me better.
Really?
Kevin. He's not bullshitting.
No,
he can see better with the $55 pair of glasses.
I tell people all the time. So I have ones that are sunglasses, prescription sunglasses.
Well,
too.
I need sunglasses.
And I put them in all the cars now. I have sunglasses just in all the cars.
Because if you lose them, who gives a shit?
Yeah, but you never lose them because they're cheap. Right. You only lose expensive ones.
Well, I'd like to continue with this podcast, but I have to go order glasses.
Well,
it is crazy, though. When you go and buy these things and you realize there's stuff just as good, and you figure it'll be garbage when it comes, but it isn't. The stuff is good.
I'm so excited.
But you have to measure your own eyes. They won't, like, your doctor won't tell you, because they want to sell you glasses, so they won't tell you what the distance is between your pupils. So you have to measure that with a little thing Zenni sends you in this kit.
Oh, really?
And so the first couple didn't fit my face. I mismeasured it like this. And then I got bigger, and then I finally figured out what size
Smart.
I was. But it was still cheaper than buying glasses.
How'd you do it, Michael? How did you measure?
I had somebody here measure it for me. Oh. I mean, you print out a little tape measure, and they measure your pupils, right,
what's
Newman?
What's cool is they actually have like a virtual try-on where it takes a photo of you on their site, and you turn your head, and then you can actually put any frame that they have on their site on you and see what it looks like on you.
It's amazing. So do you owe me lunch or something for turning you on to that? I saved you $1,150.
Sure. Absolutely.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
You buy me a Greek salad.
Absolutely.
Newman is a generous man who owns a Core litigation support. He does our depositions. He does our video, and he's helping. He's volunteering with this podcast. Thank you, David, for all your service. You look fabulous.
Thank you. I owe that to you.
So anyway, love talking about discounts because, you know, that's what we talk about sometimes. But you know what? I don't like. Who doesn't like a good value? Spending $50 versus $1,200 is just a. It's
there's
just
something,
fun.
There's something about it that's so much fun.
And people, when you tell someone and then they actually go try it, first of all, their spouse or someone will tell them, don't do that. That's not going to work. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then they do it, and then all of a sudden they're like, I can't believe
it's
that
too
worked.
Too good to be true
yeah.
syndrome.
And then, but when it comes through, and then they go and tell another 10 or 20 people. But that's my experience with that company.
So let's move on. I was thinking, Mom, like,
yes.
kind, you know, listen, you tell me stories every day how excited people are to see you and meet you.
Correct.
And I thought that this, I mean, you told me a funny story at dinner last night.
I did.
A waitress. Tell the story.
So my girlfriend and I were at the Kona yesterday having lunch. And the waitress came over and she was very nice and we ordered our omelets. And they came back and they were totally screwed up. So, but she was so nice, we didn't want to make a big deal about it. But she made the mistake of saying, how was everything? So,
right. And your mom,
so
you
I
can't,
told her.
She doesn't lie. My mom will tell you the truth.
So I said, well,
they
I ordered this without the onions. It came with onions. Anyhow, she comes back and she sits down and she remade the omelet, even though we didn't ask her. And
she thought you were going to sue her.
And she brings back and she said, I know who you are. Because I always say to my husband, people get the look. Like, you're out and you say, he says, you've been recognized. So she sits down and proceeds to tell me how wonderful I am. And really, how great is that? People come up and nobody has ever said anything bad. They say, they love my son, and it's a great thing for a mother. So she said how wonderful, and that she talked about your competition, that it was unfortunate that they didn't have me.
Secret weapon.
Right.
And I
and
said,
you know, I'll, and you said what?
I said, I'm not their mother.
Right. People ask me, Kevin, is she really your mother? And I said, no, I got her out of central casting. She's an actress.
And for enough money, I'm willing to be somebody else's mother.
Oh.
There you go.
Hey, let's get a bidding war going on. Nobody, boss, we could try selling Mom.
I could. Nobody's offered.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're too expensive. But... that's a good story.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny because you brought up something about, we were talking with Peter Wall about people who change food orders every time, where they can't just order a Greek salad as a Greek salad or an omelet on the menu.
Right.
And you basically invented that, didn't you?
No.
I remember growing up, Mom, that you'd go to a restaurant and you order off the menu and you don't change a thing.
Correct.
And then I think throughout the years, through all the Greek restaurants and the Coney's it became in vogue to get it exactly like a Burger King order. You get it exactly how you want it.
Starbucks
if
did
you
that
want
to everybody.
Oh, Starbucks. Right? Maybe it was a Starbucks phenomenon. You want light feta. You want feta on the side. What? You want extra feta. You want your pita grilled. You want your pita steamed. You don't want any pita. You want it chopped and tossed. You want the salad dressing on the side. I could go on forever.
But I think it's also as people have become more aware. And they're on no-fat diet, all-fat sure. diet, gluten-free, et cetera. That wasn't the case when you were, you know, when I was young. Yeah. I'd go to Burger King.
There was no such thing as gluten when I was young.
Right.
No exactly. such thing as allergies, basically, when I was young.
Right. So now.
These peanut allergies, and that didn't happen.
And let me just say, so one of the things we discussed last night was Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And I said to you and Amelia, who's Michael's partner, that she's bringing some of her family. I said, so what are the dietary restrictions? Because it used to be I'd put out the turkey, the green bean casserole, the sweet potatoes. Now we've got vegetarians. Last year or 2 years ago, you brought a tofurkey. I thought it looked a little disgusting.
Did you try the tofurkey?
No, I did not.
It's not disgusting.
But you seem to be okay with it.
It was delicious.
I want a CBD oil turkey this year.
Oh, Kevin probably eats only meat. I don't want to go to Kevin's
diet.
And
so, you know, years ago, you would just put out Thanksgiving dinner with all the regulars right. and everybody dug in. Now I have to make sure the vegetarian has something, the vegan has something. You got to do that. That's just it, you know.
You're so giving.
And you one should thing eat I, out for Thanksgiving.
One, no, we don't
Never.
Like that.
We
but
don't.
One thing that my mom is great at is, you know, some of my family members call them randoms, but they're not. My mom's house is open to anybody. And if you don't have a place to go for a holiday, whether it be whatever holiday, it doesn't matter. My mom always opens the door. If she doesn't have room, she makes room. And I love that about you.
Thank you.
And that's, if I see somebody who doesn't have a place to go, they're coming.
Right. But the list is filled this year, Michael.
It's filled. I can't invite any more?
No more tables.
I just thought I'd say that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Newman. You can't come.
He's Newman, got extra money, though, this year. He can go and buy his own.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Dinner.
Newman should be buying us our tofurkey this year. So, Mom, what I was saying before you told the story earlier was, like, I thought one thing fun to do on the podcast is people do love you and to let them get to know you a little bit better. So a couple questions. I think every time we do a podcast, I'm going to, you know, just –
okay.
Let people get to know you and see.
Okay.
So what I thought I want to ask you what was the worst job you've ever had in your whole life?
Oh my God, selling industrial chemicals.
Okay, ooh. So tell us a little about that.
So when I was getting out of a relationship.
Or marriage.
Well, it was a marriage, but I really don't like to talk about that part, but I did need to make money in order. That was my ticket out. So I sent out my resume to, in those days, in the Detroit News, they would have, believe it or not, male classified and female classified. Hmm. And I sent it out to every company that looked within the realm of possibility, because I had been a school librarian, but they weren't hiring school librarians. And I got a call from a company called National Chem Search and went through many interviews, stress interviews. And it was to sell industrial chemicals.
Was that in the female side of the
Yeah,
ads?
They were looking for a female. They had no females.
Well, think about this, Kevin. You went into warehouses and you went into industrial places, and they
right.
wanted a female.
They wanted a female.
It just surprised me. I don't
know. I know, and this
Did
was...
Did you have to carry in samples and things,
oh,
too?
Oh, wait. It gets better. So this was in... when was this?
In the 80s.
In the
80s. Because I was a teenager.
Right. So this was in the 80s, and part of their sales strategy was to work your way in, ask for the qualified buyer, and have products to demonstrate. Now, you have to understand that I knew nothing about these products that I was selling. But the money was good, and I was young, and I could get into the door. And the other thing was you were supposed to give a gift. And the gift was such things as, Michael remembers, because we had them, you know, a fishing knife. I didn't even know how to use a fishing knife. But I sat down and I talked to them, and you'd have these samples, and you had to wheel them in, mm-hmm. you know. And there were aerosol cans, and there were rust removers, and lubricants, And just I'll tell you one funny story. They said, well, come on Saturday and we're going to show the people how, you know, we had a product that cleaned trucks. And as I stood there with the aerosol can and they're all waiting for me and I'm the only woman and I went to squirt it, it had frozen in the car.
I remember you carrying one of those samples in the trunk.
And they stunk my car.
Your car, you had to drive no matter if it was winter or summer with
so
the windows down.
You do demonstrations. Like
you do demos.
You take some sort of carpet and try and get the stain out or rust off.
And the best part was that I had a guaranteed income because it was based on my sales. We would have been eating Burger King every day. But it's. I did it for 1 year. I learned so much about sales, about people. About people. I said someday, I really thought they were going to find my body in River Rouge in the winter that I had slipped and fallen and nobody would find me for
That's
days.
That's not good.
But I only did that for 1 year. But, you know,
it
like.
It felt longer.
It felt longer.
It felt longer to me.
But the chemicals are still with you today.
I remember the smell. The smell was terrible. The smell was terrible.
And I actually started having physical, one of the reasons, you know, I started having physical reactions to the chemicals. And then I was offered, Larry Friedman said, come work with for me.
Then you became a financial advisor to people in the education system.
Correct. Changed my life, was the most wonderful job.
You did that for
35 years.
Wow.
30 plus.
30 plus, as we're saying on this show.
Yeah. Loved every minute of it.
Yeah, she'd work with teachers and janitors at the schools and bus drivers and selling them and getting their – and you're still helping people.
Well, I love it.
You're still helping people with their finances. Yep. Tell us a little bit about the new charity that you're involved in and how what you're doing with that.
So I just joined a new organization called Jewish Women's Foundation, which I joined it about a year ago. And everybody is an equal trustee. You pledge a certain amount of money. And the reason I'm so enthusiastic about this, it's all about helping women and children and transgender families. So these are causes that I can really relate to. Mm-hmm. And we all have an equal say. And so I've learned so much about, because we give grants, and people come in and they present their case. And I'm learning so much about people in need that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
And so I'm about to join their finance committee, which I'm really excited about because it's such a nice transition for retirement. And there are many women involved. Even now, you know, when I started doing financial planning in the 80s, there were no women. And it hasn't changed that much. I mean, there's women who work for credit unions and banks and some, but people who have their own business like I did, we're like, there's very few because it's hard.
So anybody wants to learn more about this charity, what's it called?
It's called Jewish Women's Foundation.
And
it's on Telegraph and Bloomfield Hills.
And this is just something you're getting more and more involved in and learning more involved in. And good for you, Mom. I mean, I love that you're retiring and you're still giving back.
I got a question. Mike and I have kids about the same age. What would your advice be, financial advice, for kids who are just coming out of college, just starting? What would be the one or two things they could do that would make sure that they're okay when they get older?
Well, they have to have a career. You know, and they have to, if they're just starting out, like if they get a job with a corporation, let's say, whether it's automotive or whatever it is, and they're in a corporation and they have a 401k available to them, and they say, well, after 6 months, we'll start to match it. You just go all in. You just do whatever
maximize
you can.
Whatever the maximum amount is?
Yep.
And what does that do for them over 20, 30, 40
years?
Well,
what it does is, first of all, they're not paying taxes on that money. And if they leave that job, because nowadays people don't stay in the same place for 30 years, they can roll it into an IRA. But if somebody's willing to match it and give you money, it's like a bonus.
But they're tempted to maybe buy a little nicer car. But you'd say, don't spend that money there. Max out first. Because
the biggest thing is, and I've had to do this. I had to do this with Michael's sister, Emily, not with you, Michael, but you have to put money away for taxes if you're, like, self-employed. Because what happened, and I learned this, and my daughter learned this. The first year that you're making money, you're so excited. All that money's in sitting in your checking account, and you finally have some money. You've gone to college, and then guess what happens? April 15th, you have to pay your taxes.
And you didn't save enough.
And nobody told you.
Don't forget about your taxes.
Nobody told you to put money away. So it's your job as parents to tell.
Yeah, if you work for someone else, they take the money and you don't even know that's happening. But if you work for yourself, you got to set it aside.
I've seen that as like the number one mistake for self-employed, no matter how age. Or and the thing is, if you have extra money, or even if parents want to help their kids out a little bit, open a Roth IRA for them. They're fabulous.
What do you think about the 529 plans? How did those pan out?
They're fabulous. Look, you're using them for yours.
Right, you had me set them up for my three daughters.
When they were babies.
Yeah.
And I have clients using them now for grandparents out there, or anybody, if you have gifts, open up a 529 for your children or grandchildren.
For those of you who don't know, Mom, give us a quick lesson on what a 529 is.
So a 529 plan was set up years ago to help children finance their college education, and whatever money goes in, if it's used for education, it's tax-free.
It's not just education. It's housing?
No.
I thought it is housing.
No. A 529 plan is strictly education.
Books?
Oh, well, when you say housing, you mean like dormitory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant to buy a house.
Okay, I thought, because I think I'm taking money out of the accounts to pay for
it. No, it's dormitory, it's books.
Right, room and board.
Room and board.
Classes.
And it's fabulous because... You could, let's say, you know, the baby's born, put in $50 a month, set it up, automatic.
And grandparents could put money in.
You get, in the old days, grandparents would give checks. Oh, it's birthdays, it's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, here's a check. I always say, take that money and put it into the 529 plan.
And then it grows tax-free.
Yep.
And you take it out when your kids are in school.
And the beautiful thing is, people will say, well, what if my child gets a scholarship or doesn't need the money? Their siblings can use the same account. You can change beneficiaries.
That's great.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
And the worst case scenario is if you didn't use it, you'd have to pay taxes on it.
Correct.
Which you would have had to do anyway.
Correct. And you could use it for any kind of school, culinary school, engineering school, mechanics. It doesn't matter.
So I bet you, I mean, it's an interesting thing, you know. I was raised to know that my kids, and I'm sure you, that we're going to go to college.
Right.
But if you're a new parent, some families, that's not a guarantee. That's not a foregone conclusion.
But,
and for them to start early, you know, it's you're saying how important it is, but some people say, the kid's 6 months old. Why am I going to start a 529?
Because of compounding interest. And you're better off putting money in early and stopping it later than putting it in later. So even if you can do it, I don't care if it's $25 a month.
And the MET, those programs, they're more restrictive, right? Like
very.
You have to go to school in Michigan,
correct.
I believe. You have to go to a public school, I believe.
Yeah.
But this, basically it's like a 401k for college.
Right. And then, well, a 401k, though, is not tax-free.
Right.
And the thing about a 529 is the IRS now includes you can take $10,000 a year out for private school and high school.
Really?
An element which you weren't be able to do before.
We should have known that
Yeah, that would have been good. That would have been helpful.
You know, yeah, who knew? Again, last podcast we're talking about how to make a Caesar salad. Now we're talking about financial advice. Again, you never know where we're going on this show. All right, thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
So the next thing I thought was thinking about, and I don't know the answer to this question. So last time you were on, I was making fun of you that you still get the free press delivered to your home. Is that still happening?
Yes, it is.
You haven't canceled that?
Nope.
All right, good.
I appreciated your feedback, but I wasn't
I didn't tell you to cancel it. I just told you.
He was surprised that you had it.
But here, this came up to me. Do you or do you not still have a landline in your home?
Ooh.
Yes, we do. And the reason is the fax machine. I hate the landline, and I would get rid of it in a minute.
I don't think you need a landline for a fax machine. My tech guru, his name is David Newman. We already talked to him on this podcast. Mr. Newman, pick up the microphone.
Yeah.
Do you need a landline to get faxes anymore?
No.
Tell my mom what.
You don't even need a fax machine.
You really? No, I know, you know, and
she
go
knows
ahead.
This,
she likes to touch paper.
No. I'm not the decision maker about the landline.
Tell my stepdad, Ed, why he doesn't need it. A landline to get a fax.
I mean, does he use the computer?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can get the faxes directly to your email.
True. And you know what the thing is? We do scan an email all the time. We hardly ever use a fax. Listen, it took him 15 years to decide to spend more time in Florida. So, you know.
Right. He's a little old school.
We had one little landline incident. We had my wife and I went out to dinner, and our daughter was home, and she somehow forgot the passcode to her cell phone, and she hit it too many times, and it locked. And then she couldn't call us or text us to tell us she was having a problem, and she sort of panicked because there's no landline for her to call us on, and her cell phone was locked out. So she went to the neighbor's house and asked if she could use a phone, which she did, which was fine. It was averted. I'm not saying you need a landline. I'm just saying that sometimes...
So do you still have it?
No, we don't have a landline.
Okay.
But that's the only one time since we got rid of our landline. That's the only issue that ever came up. And some people say, well, I don't know, if the cell service went out for some reason, you'd want that landline.
It's a black hole situation. Yeah. So, Newman, do you still have a landline?
I do.
Ryan, do you have a landline?
Absolutely not.
Neil? You do not.
What about cable?
The millennial in the room.
Yeah, millennials, no cable.
The millennial, Ross, definitely.
Got rid of it.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I would have guessed I would have lost. I would have bet that you still had
after the
line.
Last 100 calls were from just solicitors, we said, you know what, that's going to go.
Oh, and but the reason when I got rid of mine.
I felt like a derelict when I got rid of it, like I was homeless.
We used to have an answering machine. Yep. Do you remember answering machines?
Oh, God.
Do you still have an answering machine?
No.
Wait, but you have a landline.
No, we have
she
one.
Said no, she has one.
I have one.
Do people leave messages?
Doctor's offices.
This is so antiquated, Susan.
I agree. You know what? I'd be okay giving it up because it's so annoying.
Nobody listens. We used to have machines sitting there, and nobody would listen to the voice messages. It drove me crazy. So one day, I took away my answering machine, and it took a year till somebody noticed it was gone. And then I just stopped paying the bills on the landline, and nobody ever cared.
I like to call my parents' landline when I don't want to get them because they won't pick it up. And so I called.
Trick.
I called, checked the messages.
That is just one of those things.
But I remember when answering machines first came out because it used to be, like, if you worked or you and somebody would say, well, I'm going to call you back, and it was important, or one of your kids even, you sat by that phone because what else were you going to do?
Right.
You were glued to the phone. And when answering machines first came out, they were the most exciting thing. But my husband and I play a game sometimes, like, think of about all the things that our grandchildren will never know that we had. Answering machines being one of them.
Yeah, we could spend...
Blockbuster account.
We could spend lots of time on those things. But... You know, I do remember getting the answering machine.
Yeah.
And then
they got smaller and smaller. And then I had the sound machine that I always traveled with because it makes white noise. But now there's an app on the phone, so you don't even need that.
Right. I actually had a thought about it. When I was writing that question, I thought, what if we didn't have these cell phones? What the heck would we do?
So I was having dinner with a friend of mine. We went to high school together, and he went to college at Marquette. I went to Western Michigan, and so we agreed to meet at a Chicago White Sox game. The Tigers were going to play the White Sox, so we agreed to meet. We said, well, we'll meet you at this game on the closest gate to the second base. So he went from Marquette. I didn't know his number at school. He didn't know my number at school. I showed up. He showed up. We were there at the same gate, closest to second base, and we went to the game.
Right.
That's how we did it.
That's how you did
now,
it.
Now you'd be walking like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
Where
are you?
Where are you there? I did that last night.
People got along back then.
How did we get along? I went through college.
How about directions? How did you
get directions?
The map.
Maps. The triptychs.
Triptychs
from AAA. Oh, my God. Neil, do you know what a triptych is?
It's like Waze. It's like Waze, but on paper.
Do you know what an answering machine is? Neil, do you know what an answering machine is?
A what?
An answering machine.
No, what's that? I don't. We were just talking about...
The attendant at a gas station?
He definitely doesn't know what that is.
Oh, I do when I go to... Oregon.
What?
Like certain states, you know, they have unions, and you know they have to pump your gas for you.
Like
really?
Jersey.
Yeah.
In Oregon.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Jersey.
New Jersey. Yeah.
Really, they have to?
Yeah, it's weird. I was just like, it made me feel really weird, and like I was at a fancy restaurant or something, but I was just trying to get some gas.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Look it up on Google.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The Encyclopedia Britannica, Google.
Yeah.
Neil, when I went to college and law school, there's no such thing as a laptop yet. could you imagine walking through life without one of these tablets or phones? I don't even know how we did it. It's
we had one computer in the newsroom on my first day when I went in there, and the reporters lined up to use it. They'd get on.
It was one. You had one.
One computer, and everyone would take it. There's two desks that would spin. So whoever was on deck would sit on this side of the desk. They'd spin it around, and someone else would sit down. There's one computer for the...
And doing the research for your stories.
Yeah.
And getting a hold of people. And I mean, I traveled Europe without a phone and without reservations and without being able to see a room before I got there. I mean, it's just like mind-blowing and mind-boggling. So, Kevin, I don't know if you know about this, about my mom, but she is an avid movie watcher.
Okay.
And she...
All genres or certain ones?
No. Well, I'm not... I don't like scary movies.
I don't either.
I really don't. I don't want to be scared.
No.
I can look in the mirror and get...
I have a daughter who loves them. I hate them.
I don't like scary movies, and I have a hard time with movies where people are self-destructive. Those are the two things I don't like.
So what's a good movie you've seen lately? What should I go see this weekend?
Well, I don't know. There's a couple of good movies coming out this weekend. The one with Matt Damon and about... The Ford versus Ferrari. So we're going to go see that. And then I heard this movie, Parasite, which is, I don't think you'll like it. It's a quiet movie.
I don't like quiet. Did you have anybody here seen The Irishman yet? Anybody go
I don't
to
think
see
it's
it?
Out yet. No, it's coming on Netflix.
It's been out in the theaters, and it's going on Netflix on November 27th.
I thought it was only certain showing certain places.
I don't know. But nobody here has seen it.
No.
So but they reviewed hours. It this morning.
3 hours.
I love it. It's going to be my next Goodfellas, I hear. I mean, which I love.
So I remember, and I only live a mile from where the Red Fox was, which is now on Diamo, and I remember when Jimmy Hoffa disappeared.
Sure.
And I went to Michigan State, and his, I think it was his son, one of his kids was up there when I was at the same time. And I mean, Jimmy Hoffa was such a big deal, and then all of a sudden.
Still is.
And
they
still don't know.
Yeah.
And they'll never know.
No.
We'll never know.
A lot of books, a lot of movies, a lot of digs. I've sat, as a reporter, I've sat outside of fields for weeks at a time. The Milford Dig was the most recent one, and they dug up a farm there.
That sounds really exciting.
It's good work if you can get it. It's good work if you can get it.
Sounds terrible.
But they're still looking. It's been 105, I think, right now.
But when I was in Florida, I saw two great documentaries.
Let's hear it.
I saw the Linda Ronstadt documentary, which I would recommend to anybody. She was, you do know Linda Ronstadt.
I do.
I mean, her
Neil
voice.
Neil doesn't know who Linda Ronstadt is, but go ahead.
Well, she was amazing because she was like a pioneer. And it was because of her that the Eagles, I mean, she was teamed up with the Eagles, and then the Eagles separated from her and, you know.
Speaking of musician movies, did you like Rocket Man with Elton John?
I did.
The Elton John movie, I should say. You like that?
I did. I didn't like it as much as Bohemian Bliss.
I like Elton John concerts.
Bohemian Rhapsody is a boutique.
Yeah, that Bohemian Rhapsody was a great movie.
I love that. That was a great movie. I watched it again.
And that's why we watched the Elton John one, because the other one was so good. We were a little disappointed with the Elton John one.
Yeah, it wasn't as good. But then I saw one about... Before your time, there was a really fabulous woman columnist by the name of Molly Ivins, who wrote for the New York Times, and she was in over 400 papers from Texas, uber liberal, super liberal. It just said a big Texan woman who was like amazing. And there's a new documentary about her.
Oh, it's not out. It just started?
It started. We saw it in Florida, so it's probably out at some art theaters. But
do you go to the theaters? Do you watch them on Netflix? Do you watch them on
I love going
cable?
To this. I still love going to the movies.
Yeah.
I love sitting down and it gets dark and sometimes I have my popcorn.
That movie theater in Birmingham when it opened, I don't know if they still
the
do
Palladium?
This or not, but the Palladium, they offered like unlimited movies for, I want to say, I don't know if it's
$300
a year or something.
They had made this offer and it was like, how many movies could we go to? And then you start thinking, well, I could watch them all, but it is fun to go.
I know. And that's a great theater because they've got the reclining seats, but
until you fall asleep.
Right. It's a whole to-do now going to the movies. I don't love going to the movies and having to pick your seat. All right. I used to like just walking down the aisles and saying, oh, there's a couple good seats over there. Now you're walking in, you're looking at these little tickets, you're trying to find your seat, and if you get there late, you may have to get a front row seat, which I don't like the front row seats. I don't know. I don't love that.
And we do.
Well, because you could buy them from home.
Right.
And you go and you show up.
I got
up
the piece of paper.
And you got your
little ticket. And like where we go, because we go to the Maple Theater because it's near our house, that we know which seats we like. We know we have it down.
So you're regulars.
We're regulars.
Do you guys get popcorn in the movie?
Occasionally. It depends what time. And it depends.
Twizzlers?
No.
Butter on the popcorn?
Nope.
Just plain butter. Maple, just plain popcorn.
Maple has great popcorn.
Do they?
Yeah, it's olive oil. It's really good.
All right. They have a whole restaurant there, though, too, if you want to have a meal.
They closed the restaurant.
Oh, they did.
They closed the restaurant, and they gutted it, and they were supposed to be putting in a new restaurant, but I've heard through the grapevine that hasn't happened, and they're having problems or whatever. So, yeah, well, I used to go there because of the coffee, and I liked it.
How often do we get to talk like this?
That's great. I like that.
At dinner,
I feel like I'm going to have to bring my mom.
Tell us about your mom, Kevin.
My mom's great. She is 85, 84, she's very healthy and very active. Her and my dad have been married for 60 plus years.
Wow.
Seven kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet your mom.
Yeah, she's
so
great.
So you think she'd get along with my mom?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
We could do a little thing.
We'll have to... do a Mom's Day. We'll have to hurry. Everyone's going to be in Florida for an extended
so, or
period.
We wait till Mother's Day.
Yeah, that'd be
we
good.
Could do a Mother's Day podcast. What do you think about that?
It's cute.
You like that, Newman?
Yeah. I won't be here.
Where will you be?
We're going on a cruise.
Of course she is. You know, I was saying it's a funny story. So Mom, I tried to get Mom here. I said, Mom, come at 9. She's like, what do you think she said? She says, I have my spinning class at 9.
Right?
Last time it was the Pilates.
Yeah, it was.
And I said, Mom, do your spinning class. You'll come here at 11.
Well, next time I come here, there'll be a Peloton set up in this corner, and she'll just be spinning.
Yeah.
You guys are boring me.
What a good idea.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Well, that's why we're healthy.
Yeah. You got to keep moving. That's what my parents say. You got
to
keep moving.
Well, I was telling Michael, my husband just went to the cardiologist, and the cardiologist said he's the poster boy for growing older and being healthy, and because he walks. 3 miles a day.
I'll bet, and I'll guarantee it, because I didn't know Ed before he knew you, but I guarantee he's all these things because of you.
Yeah.
Because of your health, and because how you work out every day, and because how you eat healthy, because it's addictive, and it's catchy, and it's hard to live with somebody who does and not do it.
Right.
And you would judge him and yell at him if he didn't.
If
he sat around and ate bonbons all day and didn't work out, it would not go well.
He probably wouldn't be with us
no.
today.
No, right. Right. I remember a time in law school, I was eating a little too many peanuts, and my mom would say,
"That's
enough. You're getting
a little pudgy here.
Getting a little pudgy.
Yeah.
The trail mix has to go.
Who wants to be pudgy?
Well, what size is that neck size you're buying now?
So,
they have nice ways of saying
the
it.
The subtle little digs from the mom. You don't want to be pudgy. And if you do.
Fluffy. You're looking a little fluffy, buddy.
She'll call you out on it.
There have been times like when Michael and his family had to move into our house. We didn't have power or whatever. And they're looking like, where are the Oreos? I said, there's no Oreos. Because if we had Oreos, we wouldn't have Oreos. Because
we
would have eaten them.
Right. No, one thing good that my mom has taught me, lots of things good. But if you don't have it in the house, you can't eat it.
Right.
So we don't have the crap in the house because if it's there, I'm going to eat it. If I get home late, I'm hungry. If I'm at the wherever, and
if you have to make a special trip for it, you're probably not going to do it.
Right. So I try to keep healthy stuff in the house. Once in a while, somebody will bring something in, and it goes away quickly.
Right. Ooh,
that just happens.
When you have your gift baskets.
At the end of the year in December. Wait till the holidays around here. We get dozens and dozens and dozens of gift baskets.
Did you get hit with Halloween? See, that's a brutal one for me because we always buy more candy than we give out.
Yep.
And then the candy's there. And then I try and like hide it in the back of the freezer, but it finds its way back out.
Well, my husband and I have a game because my husband has always been thin. And he can eat whatever he wants. So he'll bring home like potato chips. I said, you have to hide the potato chips. But then I find them.
Yes.
It's like you find them. I binge watched Breaking Bad for a second time.
Wow.
Several years after I watched it every year. It was better than the first go round. What I find is when these shows go 5, 6, 7 years, and they take a year and a half in between seasons, I forget what happened in the season before.
Right, right.
And the characters in Breaking Bad, for me, not as bad as Game of Thrones, but was confusing, keeping the nephews and who all the cartel was and all that kind of stuff. But when you watch it and you binge 8 seasons in a, you know, within a short period of time, it flows really nicely. When you go from season 1, episode 12 to season 2, episode 1, it's like, oh, wow. And you don't realize when you're watching it in real time how different the characters look because they grow, like the sun grew and everybody grows and changes. It was, that is probably my favorite show. We just watched El Camino, the movie, the movie that just came out on Netflix, which I thought was really, really good.
Did you do Sopranos? Because people always say Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and Sopranos.
I love
are the three.
Sopranos.
And I did Sopranos twice as well, and it was better the second time.
I haven't seen that.
Better Call Saul is another fabulous.
That was fun.
The Wire.
Oh, that's also mentioned in top five for sure.
People love The Wire. I like The Wire. Oh, Sebastian, what's his name? How do you, Budafalco?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
He's a good comedian.
No. I thought Entourage was funny. It was simple, but I thought it was funny.
Lots of good shows out there, but Game of Thrones is definitely the most recent blockbuster.
So I have a quirky one.
Let's hear it.
So there's this, there's a on Netflix. I think it's a document. It's called Documentaries, but it's like a funny one, and it's with Fred Armisen and Bill Hader from Saturday Night Live.
Called Bill?
No.
Oh, no, no.
No, no, no. This is called Documentaries.
Oh.
That's what it's called. And what they do, it starts out and Helen Mirren comes out and gives the intro. And, you know, she looks so serious, this British actress, very proper. And then it's totally bananas. And it's sort of like Fred Armisen who did Portlandia, which we loved. And it's quirky. You know, they're half an hour and they are so quirky. And we watched the second one last night and we were like falling over.
Oh, cute.
They played it like an El Chapo, like they're south of the border looking for El Chapo. And then they keep getting killed and then they show up as somebody else. I mean, it's really, really funny.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, just like a short one. You'll get, if you like that kind of comedy, you'll get a kick out of it.
We're wrapping up the second go-round with my mom here, and hopefully it's going to look similar to what we've been doing, but we have a new person running the podcast today, Rocky. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
And thank you for being here, and looking forward to seeing how all this turns out and all your edits and all your great workmanship, but I appreciate your professionalism and you being here.
Hey, I appreciate it. And one thing for Sue, my mom wanted to say hi, so since I'm on the podcast now, I've got to send a shout-out for my mom.
Well, hi.
Maybe, Rocky, you'll bring your mom to our Mother's Day
Absolutely.
Celebration, even though
Which
my mom
be Mother's
will be
Day.
My mom will be in Budapest.
Maybe we'll do it on Father's Day.
Where are you
France.
Going?
France.
You're going to France.
Playing the part of Sue will be Rocky's mom.
Rocky? Maybe. Let's get a picture between you and mom before we leave so you could give it to your mom.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, selfie.
So, Mom?
Yeah.
Thanks.
My pleasure. This is fun.
I'll see you at Thanksgiving.
I have my son's undivided attention.
What am I bringing for Thanksgiving again?
Well, I think you believe some kind of a tofurkey thing.
All right. But thank you, Kevin.
Good to see you.
This was a pleasure again. Thank you. And we'll do this again soon.
Yep.
Either here or in Florida. Thank you for tuning in to another podcast. If you have questions for my mom, if you have questions for Kevin, if you have questions for me, text me. And the number will be on the screen because that's how I'm going to do it. Subscribe to the podcast. Share the podcast. You can listen to it audio as well on iTunes and Spotify and all those other ways. So hope you're enjoying. Thank you very much. Have a great day.